Blessed day to everyone. Welcome to our midweek study. Today, as we go to our study on the book of Exodus, we find ourselves looking at the sixth commandment, right? If you have your Bibles with you, and I know that you do, kindly turn your Bibles to Exodus 20, verse 13. Exodus 20, verse 13. And it reads, "You shall not murder." The sixth commandment. Shall we now come to the Lord in prayer? Lord, we thank you for your sovereignty. We thank you for your great providence that has taken us here in this situation, in this circumstance that we're in. And we thank you that you have taken us to this beautiful commandment. We pray that you would just teach us and preach to our hearts, and may we understand and truly understand what this commandment means and what it means for us today. And may we indeed glean timeless truths and principles from this commandment that we could live out as we strive to live for you in this side of heaven. In Christ's most precious name we pray. Amen. So, as we go back to our study, sabi po ng ilan, especially statistics, pag sinabi ro pong 10 commandments, and the average churchgoer would perhaps give a 3 out of 10, or the most daw 5 out of 10 of the commandments. Sana eh, tayo po na nag-aaral ng Exodus, I pray that deep in my heart that we can do better. And more than giving all the commandments, I pray that we would know each commandment by heart. Right? And so now as we go to the sixth commandment, we have come to perhaps the most commonly known. Kasi sabi ng statistics din, kahit na yung hindi churched, yung hindi actively involved in a church, those who are not even professing to be believers, they can actually name this commandment as part of the 10 commandments. And so we come to the most commonly known of all the commandments. Pero, isa rin po siya sa most misunderstood of the commandment. You shall not murder. It's a very straightforward command. It's four words short. You shall not murder. No? 4 words lang. But did you know, in the original language, in Hebrew, it is only 2 words. Literally, it would read, not murder. Right? And what we have before us is a commandment that finds universal rejection by any group in society. Lahat halos, and I'd like to be very, very bold, lahat ng known na group in society rejects the sin that goes against this commandment. Right? Kahit anong grupo, yung anong religious group, they know that it's a sin to murder. Kahit yung mga those who would commit adultery, lahat ng kasalanan, they would not dare do this. In fact, diba, of all the sins, this is where we find universal rejection sa lahat halos ng mga group. Right? Most, if not all, in our group, maybe you who's watching this, maybe none of us would say that we have committed this sin. Right? But as we would see in this passage, kagaya ng atin na tututunan sa bawat commandment, we would see that this is, like the rest of the commandment, a commandment that has a far-reaching implication and application for all of us. We would see that this, it's not merely obeying the letter of the law, right? Some of us may have not committed this sin. Wala tayong napatay. But we would see later, the most important thing is to know the spirit of the law. You know what? Siguro po kung ang sixth commandment lamang ang binigay na utos sa atin, we would all fail. We would all fail. Kasi it's not just merely obeying the letter of the law, but the spirit in this law, the spirit behind this law, the moral principles behind this law. So sa pag-aaral natin, we will go right away to our study. To help us with our study, we will have three things that we need to remember with regard to the sixth commandment, three headings. Unang-una, we would see that this is a commandment that condemns or forbids the act of murder. This is a commandment that forbids the act of murder. Later on, we will see number two in our heading, our second heading, we would see that this condemns any cause and occasion for murder. We would see how the rest of Scripture tells us yung expansion ng utos nito, and we would see how Jesus interprets for us this commandment. And lastly, we would see this commandment also commands us to do the implied positive of this negative commandment. So three things that we ought to remember as we study the sixth commandment. This condemns the act of murder. This condemns any cause and occasion for murder. This commands us to do and cultivate the implied positive in this negative command. Let's look at the first heading. This forbids the act of murder. Again, outright, this is a prohibition for murder. Ibang translation, sabi natin, mababasa natin, thou shall not kill. Right? But this is a prohibition for murder. This is a prohibition for any unlawful taking of a person's life. This is a commandment that forbids murder. It condemns the willful taking of a human life for any unlawful purposes. Pero, there are misconceptions, right? There are some misunderstandings about this command. So let's talk about this. Yes, this is a commandment that prohibits, that forbids the act of murder, but it does not forbid killing in every context. And it does not forbid killing of any kind. Importante pag-usapan natin ito eh. So let's talk about some of the misunderstandings about this commandment. Some think that this forbids the killing of human beings in any circumstances. In any circumstance. Hindi po. We've heard of secular moralists who would say to Christians, we are so much against abortion, and I am. I'm very much against abortion. That is murder. But they would say, and you're in favor of death penalty? And you're in favor of the capital punishment? So may contradiction sabihin nila. You say, you embrace and obey, thou shalt not kill, and then they can't see the connect. So let me ask, is abortion and capital punishment the same? No. The word that is translated kill, sa ESV nakuha niya eh, murder, is the word ratsach. It means murder. In Hebrew, it describes manslaying. In every context it is used, the subject is always murder. And it is occasionally used to describe the penalty for murder or against murder. Numbers 35, verse 30. I hope you're writing this down. Numbers 35, verse 30. If anyone kills a person, the murderer shall be put to death on the evidence of witnesses. But no person shall be put to death on the witness of one witness. Translated, sasabihin sa atin dito, the murderer shall be murdered. That's the same word, ratsak. The murderer shall be murdered. Ang penalty ng sin ng murder is to be murdered. When you kill someone unlawfully with premeditation, then you should be killed. An eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth. And here, sa Numbers 35, verse 30, we see the penalty that God Himself prescribes against the murderer. He should be put to death. In fact, this dates from Noah. Remember Noah? Genesis 9, verse 6. Sabi ng Panginoon Diyos kay Noah, whoever sheds the blood of man, by man shall his blood be shed. For God made man in his own image. So sabing ganun, sa atin ng Panginoon Diyos, sino ang pumatay sa isang tao? Willfully, right? And with unlawfully, he needs to die. And this commandment was reaffirmed and reiterated by Moses in Exodus 21. Nasa Exodus 20 tayo, di ba? Exodus 20:13, we read, the sixth commandment, you shall not murder. Talong kayo ng konti. Abante tayo ng konti, isang chapter, Exodus 21 verse 12. Whoever strikes a man so that he dies shall be put to death. So nakita natin, the penalty is clear. The penalty for murder is clear. The murderer himself shall be put to death. Now, there was a provision in cases of accidental manslaughter, perhaps out of negligence, perhaps out of ignorance, perhaps carelessness. For example, hindi mo alam na meron palang yung toyo, hindi pala toyo. For example, right? Or accidental na walang premeditation in mind, walang intentions in mind. That person who commits this can flee. Pwede siyang may provision ang Panginoon Diyos that he can go to certain cities, the cities of refuge, na pwede siyang magtagron and he will be safe there. You can see those cities in Numbers 35. Nasa Exodus 21 tayo, di ba? Verse 12, look at verse 13. But if he did not lie in wait for him, meaning hindi niya inabangan, hindi niya hinintay, meaning, hindi to premeditated, hindi pinlano, hindi siya preconceived. But if he did not lie in wait for him, but God let him fall into his hand, meaning it could be an act of God, right? Telling us in this verse that God is sovereign. But if he did not lie in wait for him, but God let him fall into his hand, then I will appoint for you a place to which he may flee. So, yung listahan ng cities doon is nasa Numbers 35. Habang ang taong ito na nakapatay accidentally, walang premeditation, walang galit. And then, he can have these cities that he can go to as a place of asylum habang hinihintay niya yung pagdinig ng kaso niya. Right? But, while he's there and he's safe there, what if he was found to be guilty of murder under the court of law. At they found out that, yeah, talagang nagpinlano niya. Exodus 21 verse 14 tells us, hindi siya safe. But if a man willfully attacks another to kill him by cunning, you shall take him from my altar that he may die. So pwede nilang hatakin, they can take away, excuse me, that man who seeks refuge in the cities of refuge, when he's found out to be indeed guilty of murder, then he will not be safe in those cities of refuge. He needs to be taken out and he needs to be stoned to death. So, ano sinasabi ko dito? The death penalty was instituted by God himself for murder. The sixth commandment does not rule out capital punishment. Right? Sabihin niyo, so pastor, in favor po pala kayo sa death penalty. Yes, I am, because it's found in scripture. Right? And I will tell you later, thinking ko about this. Right? I have a caution there. Napansin natin, sabihin ko na ngayon, when one is found out to be guilty of murder, under the court of law, he needs to be murdered. He needs to be killed under the court of law. But in our court of law, di ba, meron tayong sinasabi na pwede nating pahabain ang korte, ang hearing, pwede nating dadaanin sa paramihan ng pera. With that in mind, I mean, there are many things that I have in mind. We need to have a strong judicial system. We need to be certain that those who are guilty will indeed be guilty. And with that in mind, kung we can be assured na talagang okay ang ating judicial system, then yeah, by all means, we should have death penalty be brought back. It's in scripture. The death penalty against those who commit murder, right? With premeditation, unlawful, and willful taking of one's life should be put to death. Pero as we go on sa Exodus 21, we would see that the death penalty is also for other cases, right? Look at verse 15, Exodus 21. Whoever strikes his father or his mother shall be put to death. Again, di ba sabi natin, ah, kaya pala yung promise dun sa honor your father and mother is long life, because disobedience to honoring your father and mother would entail death. We see that in verse 15 of Exodus 21. Verse 16, whoever steals a man and sells him, two things, kidnapping and trafficking, and anyone found in possession of him shall be put to death. Verse 17, whoever curses his father or his mother shall be put to death. So what we see here, the sixth commandment does not rule out capital punishment, the death penalty, because we see ito ay galing din sa Panginoong Diyos. And some may struggle with this and say it contradicts the sixth commandment. No, it does not. According to scripture, it does not. Again, might not nindito, the sixth commandment also applies to killings in times, the sixth commandment does not apply to killings in times of war. Especially if the war is against an evil, tyrannical, aggressive terror of a law. When the war is for a just cause, then killing during those wars are not bound by the sixth commandment. Again, sabihin nyo, sobrang naman, I cannot reconcile that. You need to understand, friends, that an act of war against an evil rule, an aggressor, is not an act of murder, but an act of justice. Killing in war is never portrayed as an act of murder by the law of God. Hindi po. In fact, when God gave the law, He Himself expressed to Israel to wage war against the Canaanites, those who have defiled the land by their gross idolatry, offering their kids to Molech, diba? Ang dami nilang immorality. Listen to this passages. Deuteronomy 7, verse 1 to 2. When the Lord your God brings you into the land, sabi natin, diba? God Himself gave them the law. You shall not murder. But now we see Him in Deuteronomy 7 declaring judgment on the Canaanite people. When the Lord your God brings you into the land that you are entering to take possession of it, and clears away many nations before you, the Hittites, the Girgashites, the Amorites, the Canaanites, the Perizzites, the Hivites, and the Jebusites, seven nations more numerous and mightier than you. And when the Lord your God gives them over to you and you defeat them, then you must devote them to complete destruction. You shall not make no covenant with them and show no mercy to them. Right? This is God Himself. The one who gave the commandment to not kill. And here in Deuteronomy, He said, kill these people. Walang contradiction. This is an act of God judgment by a just and holy God to these wicked people. Deuteronomy 7:16. And you shall consume all the peoples that the Lord your God will give over to you. Your eye shall not pity them, neither shall you serve their gods, for that would be a snare to you. Ano sabi? Huwag niyong kaawaan. Deuteronomy 7, verse 23. But the Lord your God will give them over to you and throw them into a great confusion until they are destroyed. And he will give their kings into your hand, and you shall make their name perish from under heaven. No one shall be able to stand against you until you have destroyed them. What do we see here? The sixth commandment is talking about murder. This is talking about waging war, and this is a just war. Walang contradiction. Napansin nyo ba? These nations are not small and weak nations. They are bigger than Israel. So hindi ito pang-aapi. This is not picking on the weak who cannot defend themselves. Right? This act of war is an act of justice, not an act of murder. In our context, when we wage war against terrorists, when our government wage war against those who outright are evil, then those killings in those in that context is not against the sixth commandment. Premeditated, unlawful, and willful killing. Right? Isa pang misconception. Another misconception is that this includes you shall not kill animals for food. Marami niyan. The vegetarians, the extreme vegetarians. I don't wanna I don't want you to be misunderstanding me. There are those who want to be vegetarians for health reasons, but there are those who say, no, you should be vegetarians because eating meat is murder, right? This is not within the bounds of the sixth commandment. Yung iba nga nagsabi, si Cristo raw ay vegetarian kasi ayaw niya ng murder, right? Pero sa Luke 24, verse 41, we would read this. And while they still disbelieved for joy and were marveling, he said to them, si Cristo, have you anything here to eat? They gave him a piece of broiled fish, and he took it and ate before them. Teka lang. Is that broiled fish? When Christ fed the multitude, ano ginamit niya? Tinapay at isda. After his resurrection, we see him cooking fish for his disciples. Sasabihin ng ilan, pastor, fish yan. Pwede yan sa vegetarian. Friends, the Bible does not forbid the killing of animals for food. When Noah left the ark, ano sinabi ng Diyos? Genesis 9, verse 3. Every moving thing that lives shall be food for you. And as I gave you the green plants, I give you everything. Right? Si Paul, sa New Testament, he condemned those who were teaching that they should be adhering to strict dietary laws. Right? And they were actually saying, oy, masama yung pagkain ng meat. Ano sinabi ni Pablo kay Timothy? 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 3. Let's start from verse 1. Now, the Spirit expressly says that in later times, some will depart from the faith by devoting themselves to deceitful spirits and teachings of demons. Through the insincerity of liars whose consciences are seared, who forbid marriage and require abstinence from food. Huwag kayong kumain yan. Huwag kayong kumain yan. That God created to be received with thanksgiving by those who believe and know the truth. For everything created by God is good and nothing is to be rejected if it is received with thanksgiving. Right? This commandment is not telling us that it's a sin to kill animals for food. In fact, if you go to Leviticus, we would see, again, don't get me wrong, I'm a pet lover. I'm an animal lover. But there are those secular extreme animal activists who say, teka lang, pareho ng value yan. Parehong life yan. Listen to Leviticus. As scripture gives us a distinction between human life and animal life. Leviticus 24, verse 17 to 18. Whoever takes a human life shall surely be put to death. Whoever takes an animal life shall make it good life for life. Ano sabi dyan? When you murder a man, when you murder someone, you need to be, you should be killed. You should be murdered. When you kill an animal, you need to replace that animal with an animal of the same value. Right? So, hindi po, in defiance to the sixth commandment, ang pagpatay ng hayop para sa pagkain. Right? So, the sixth commandment doesn't rule out capital punishment. It does not rule out lawful and just acts of war against terror and evil. It doesn't rule out killing of animals. So, ano yung lawful na sa bounds ng pagpatay? There are lawful killings. And these include self-defense. Listen to Exodus 22, verse 2. If a thief is found breaking in and is struck so that he dies, there shall be no blood guilt for him. Kunyari, pinasok yung bahay nyo, nilooban kayo ng magnanakaw. Tapos, itong magnanakaw nito, sinira ang bahay nyo, sinira ang pintuan, and he was threatening to harm your family. Then, if you kill him, then that is not defiance to the sixth commandment. Isa pang lawful na pagpatay or is when a police officer or yung mga government officials who are going after criminals who are going against the law, and if they get killed and they're doing that in the line of duty, that is not murder. That is what they are ordained to do. Romans 13, verse 4. Paul talking about the government. Let's start with verse 1. Let every person be subject to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except from God. And those that exist have been instituted by God. Therefore, whoever resists the authorities resists what God has appointed, and those who resist will incur judgment. For rulers are not a terror to good conduct. Hindi sila dapat katakutan kung mabait ka if you're a law-abiding citizen, right? But too bad. Would you have no fear of the one who is in authority? Then do what is good, and you will receive approval. For he is God's servant. The authorities, the government, is God's servant for your good. But if you do wrong, be afraid, for he does not bear the sword in vain. For he is a servant of God, an avenger who carries out God's wrath on the wrongdoer. So, lawful killings in the cases of self-defense and the cases of police officers and government officials who are, and again, hindi yung mga tiwale. Okay, these government officials who are really doing their jobs, right? So what this commandment forbids is murder, okay? The taking of human life unlawfully and willfully, premeditated. And I pray as we discuss the misconceptions, the misunderstandings, I pray that it was made clear for us by Scripture itself. Having clear that, sabi siguro natin, talagang hindi okay ako rito. People would say, I'm not guilty of that. But as we go to our next heading, we would see that we ought to be following and obeying not just the letter of the law, but the spirit of the law. And here we would be convicted. Here we would be confronted, right? The next heading. This commandment condemns all the causes and occasions of murder. Listen, when God said, "You shall not murder," it means He hates and condemns not only the act of murder, but any evil motives or evil thoughts, murderous thoughts. So, ang galit ang Diyos sa murderous deeds and murderous thoughts. Pareho lang yan. And since injury, di ba, minsan pag ang injury can cause death, this is a call to not harm other people. Deliberately, yung suntukan, yung awa, yung rumble, right? Brawling, fighting, which can inflict injury, and some injuries can cause death. This is an outright defiance of this commandment. But then again, some of you would say, hindi naman ako pagsuntukan eh. It forbids also the harboring of ill feelings, hateful attitudes, anger, bitterness. Bakit? Kasi these are motives for murder. Hateful attitudes are the beginning of murder. These are the implied causes of murderous deeds. Diba, bakit ba pinagplanuhang patayin? Kasi galit. Kasi nakaalitan. Kasi may inggitan. Right? How do we know then na implied ito na dapat itong malaman natin, it also points to, defines the sixth commandment. Kasi ganito, ininterpret ni Kristo ang law. Again, in Matthew 5, in the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus was telling his audience, ito ang sinabi sa inyo. And ang sinabi sa inyo is just a strict, a call, a strict call to the literal obedience of the law. But sabi ni Kristo, no. You need to understand the spirit of the law. Listen to Matthew 5:21. You have heard that it was said to those of old. Ito sabi sa inyo, you shall not murder. And whoever murders will be liable to judgment. And that is right. But I say to you, so Jesus is expounding the law. Ito yung moral implications. This is the reason why this was commanded to you, because it's not just about the letter of the law, but the spirit of the law. But I say to you that everyone who is angry with his brother will be liable to judgment. Pero may kasunod pa eh. Whoever insults his brother will be liable to the council. And whoever says, "You fool," you will be liable to the hell of fire. Anong ibig sabihin nun? You need to understand again, friends. Nung panahon nila, ang adherence to the law, literal lang, strict obedience. Pero pwede akong hindi papatay, pero nasa isip ko, pinapatay na kita. Right? Jesus was saying, anger and bitterness are the same. Right? Pansin natin yung talata ulit. Sabing ganun dito, if you are angry with your brother, right? You are guilty of the sin of murder. And if you insult someone, uy, yung insult is blockhead. Walang utak. Then you are liable to the council. And whoever says, "You fool," you will be liable to the hell of fire. Sabihin nilang, edi sabihin, mang-insulto na lang ako, ang kasalanan ko lang pala eh, sa haharap lang ako sa council. No, this is a parallelism. Sabi nga ni Kristo, if you insult, then you will be liable to face the council. And this council is the Sanhedrin. At sila yung nagde-determine kung sino ang dapat patayin by stoning. Jesus was saying, no, it's the same thing. Parallelism yan. You will be subject to face the council who would give you the death sentence, and you will be liable to burn in hell. May tanong ako sa inyo. Ilan sa atin magsasabi, hindi patay nakakapatay? Ako, hindi ko wala pa akong papatay. Pero ilan na kaya ang sinabihan natin, sa pulsa akin talaga to, Habang nagmamaneho, bobo mo. Di ba? Ilan na kaya napatay natin sa pagsasabi ng ganun? Go na, ang bagal mo. Or may nag-cut sa yung ganun ng motorsiklo. Saan ka ba nag-aral magmaneho? You see? Friends, I'm guilty of this. I am very much guilty of this. It's not just about committing the act of murder, but having murderous intent, murderous hearts, angry hearts, hateful and hurtful words. Can you still say that you're not guilty of this sin? Gusto ko rin sabihin sa inyo, kasi kung ang batas na binigay sa atin ng Diyos ay strict literal obedience lang, yung papatayin ko lang, then that's an open invitation to the most gruesome and cruel thing that one can do. Pwede ako mang kidnap ng kagalit ko, isa-isa kong bunutin yung kanyang kuko, pero hindi ko siya papatayin. Kasi sabi, you shall not kill. Same thing. You have the intentions to harm. So that's why we see here Jesus saying, no. You have heard it was said of old, you shall not murder. But I say unto you, those of you who hate, those of you who insult, those of you who call people names. How many people have you insulted? How many people have you called names? Ilan na kaya ang mga taong ulam ninyo sa inyong pananghalian na napakabobo naman nun? Tapos hindi lang yung basta, yung talang galit na galit ka. Friends, this is tantamount to committing murder. San ba nanggagaling ang murder? Sa heart. Ano ba ang puso? Ano itsura ng pusong may murderous intent? Galit, may ngit-ngit na puso. Right? So nakita natin, di ba? This commandment tells us it's a prohibition. It forbids murder. And we saw the misunderstandings and misconceptions, and we clear that out. It also tells us that it is a commandment that condemns all causes and occasions of murder, even hearts, even words, diba? Even thoughts can be a defiance to this commandment. Let's go to our last heading. It is also a call for us, a command for us to cultivate what is the opposite of murder. Diba? Sa ating pag-aaral, remember when we were looking at the first five commandments, especially in the first four, and we said that there's a principle in the Ten Commandments. They are not exhaustive. They are categories. And we saw how far-reaching the implications are, that the applications are. And we learned that in every positive command, there is an implied negative prohibition. Sa bawat mga pagbabawal, meron tayong dapat isipin ano yung inuutos na implied. Right? For example, sabi natin dun sa third commandment, you shall not take the Lord's name in vain. Diba? And we saw the implied opposite is that you should sanctify, you should glorify God's name. You should exalt His name. You should exalt His character. Right? And so, what is the positive that is implied here? You shall not murder. Positive implied is we value life. Therefore, we should not be for abortion. Right? Diba na-discuss na natin yung lawful na pagpatay. This is a commandment against murder. And abortion is clearly murder. Huwag niyong sabihin na, ay, dugo pa lang yan. No! That's a live person. That's a baby. And you would kill it? You would murder it? So it's an outright violation of this commandment. Suicide is a violation of this commandment. Right? And so, ang implied din dito is we ought to be not doing anything that would endanger our life, our health, and others as well. For example, we should not be driving recklessly. We should not be driving dangerously. We should not neglect our health. You see how far-reaching this is? I'm guilty of this. Minsan nakakalimutan ko yung vitamins ko. Right? This means we should not be taking any drugs that would be harmful for us. And we should not also miss the drugs that would be helpful to us. Right? We value life. So marami tayong pwede pang example dito eh. There are so many examples as the implied opposite of the commandment to not murder, to value life. Sabi natin ganun, sa pag-expound ni Cristo about this commandment, he mentioned about hateful words, hateful feelings. So, that means the implied positive is that we ought to be cultivating love in speech and in deeds. Right? Kasi pwede sabihin, wala naman akong, I did not commit any murder. But have you been loving to others? Then, if not, we have murderous hearts. Let's look at a couple of passages. John 15:13. Sabi rito, greater love has no one than this, that someone lay down his life for his friends. Right? If murder is taking one's life, love is laying down your life. Ganda, di ba? Another passage, 1 John chapter 3:17. But if anyone has the world's deeds and sees his brother in need, yet closes his heart against him, how does God's love abide in him? If you see need and you turn a deaf ear, hindi mo pinansin, we are disobeying the heart of this commandment. 1 John 3:18, little children, let us not love in word or talk, but in deed and in truth. Friends, to be indifferent to others' needs is to violate the heart of this commandment. To have hurtful words against people is to violate the heart of this commandment. To think ill in your heart, in your mind against other people is to violate the heart of this commandment. And once again, friends, we are condemned by the law. Because all of us, walang excuse, all of us have failed in this commandment. At sabi ni Santiago, to fail in one is to fail in all. There's only one remedy. Only one remedy. There's forgiveness. For the cold-hearted murderer and the cold-hearted people who disregard others, and that is Jesus, who perfectly fulfilled the law. He perfectly fulfilled the law. Let's go back to the passion of Christ. Remember, nung siya ay nililitis, who did the people want to set loose? Sino gusto nilang pakawalan? Si Barabbas. And how did the scripture describe Barabbas? He was a murderer. So, Jesus took the place of a murderer. He was crucified with ruthless criminals. Some commentaries say that these two criminals are not just thieves. They are cohorts of Barabbas. They themselves are murderers. But what did we hear from Jesus when he was hanging on the cross? What did we see from his heart? Love. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. To the one criminal who repented of his sin, what did he say? Bahala ka sa buhay mo. No, this day thou shalt be with me in paradise. When he was suffering the penalty of sin, it was so dreadful that he cried out, my God, why have you forsaken me? Yet, his sacrifice and his death was sufficient. It satisfied the wrath of God. Thus he cried out, it is finished. That eventful day, when the most heinous murder became the avenue for salvation of those of us who have murderous hearts, is the way for us to not be condemned by the spirit of the law. We can totally say that we have obeyed the letter of the law. I'd like to believe no one of us, none of us have killed anyone. But when we look into our hearts, have we truly obeyed the spirit of the law? We are murderers, dear ones. And praise the Lord, if you're a believer in Christ, He paid the penalty of your sins. And if you have not, maybe you're here by chance, sa palagay ninyo, at kayo naikinig sa aking, sa ating pag-aaral, I pray that you would see that we are guilty as charged. We are guilty. And we're only in the sixth commandment. At kung kayo nag, if you're just tuning in now, we just studied five commandments before this. Lahat ng yon, we all saw that we were guilty. Anong pag-asa natin? Si Kristo Jesus. I pray that you would cry out to Him in faith. I pray that you would cry out to Him and just ask Him to forgive you for sins. Ask Him to give you faith. Ask Him to save you. And He will, friends. He will. He will. The Bible says that He would not drive away those who in repentant faith and sincerely come to Him. Cry out to Him. Cry out to Him. Exodus 20, verse 13. You shall not murder. We are guilty as charged. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Jesus lived the perfect life that we cannot live. And He died a gruesome death that we ought to die. So that those who would believe in Him will not perish but have eternal life. Wonderful, wonderful law. Wonderful law giver and law keeper. Wonderful, wonderful Savior. Praise the Lord for His love. Praise the Lord for the gospel. Pray tayo. We thank you, Lord, for your amazing grace. We thank you, Lord, dahil maaring hindi kami nakapatay ng tao, pero siguro ang dami na po namin pinag-isipan ng masama, pinagsabihan ng mga sakit na salita. And Lord, if you would be honest with ourselves, Lord, this happens every day. This happens every day. And if we would be judged not by the letter of the law, but by the essence of the law, we would surely be condemned. We are murderers. Therefore, we deserve death. We praise you that the most heinous, the most unlawful murder that ever happened in the history of mankind became the avenue for the good news. Salamat po ng marami, Panginoong Jesus, kung paano po kayo ay nabuhay na matuwid upang sa ganon ang inyong pong katwiran ay maging sa akin kung ako'y mananampalataya sa inyo. At dahil po doon, hindi na ako kailanman mahatulan dahil tinanggap niyo po ang ngit-ngit ng inyong Ama. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for teaching us. Thank you for preaching to our hearts. And thank you for pointing us again to the beautiful, amazing gospel. We praise you, we honor you, we love you. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Thank you for joining me. I'll see you all next week. Have a blessed day.